Our gospel this morning comes from the Last Supper discourse. And so the apostles had already been with Jesus for 3 years at this point, you know, day in and day out, you know, hearing his teachings. And even after all these 3 years, Christ says in the gospel, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now." So even after 3 years of being with Christ, there were still some things that they weren't ready to hear yet and things that they couldn't grasp. You know, they didn't at that time have an understanding about the resurrection. They didn't understand the necessity of the passion. And they didn't have a full understanding of the divinity of the Holy Spirit and the revelation of the Trinity. And so we shouldn't be all too concerned, especially on this Trinity Sunday. You know, the Trinity can be a difficult concept for us to get our minds around. We shouldn't be too concerned if we don't feel like we get everything. You know, because even the apostles, after years of training, didn't have that full understanding yet. And so, you know, it's normal that there will be certain teachings of the church, whether it's moral teachings or teachings on the Trinity, that take a long time to really grasp and begin to get our minds into. The dangerous place to be is actually the opposite position if we think we have everything figured out. And that's a danger that a lot of people, I think, fall into. You know, they get to a position where they think that they feel like they pretty much know what there is to know about Christianity. Like, I kind of have this figured out. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, I went to Catholic school. I went to 8 or I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I pretty much know what the church has to say. Or because I've gone to Mass every Sunday for the past 20, 30 years, however many years, I pretty much know what the church has to teach. You know, I have this figured out. But imagine for a second that you meet a new person, like a neighbor who comes into your neighborhood, and you talk to them for 15 minutes, and you say, "I pretty much know this person. I don't need to talk to them again. I know who they are. I know everything about this person." No, you don't. You know, there is no way that you can really know someone on a deep level after 15 minutes. You know, there is no way that you can understand the experiences that they've been through in life, what their dreams are, what their hopes are, who their family members are. There's no way you can learn that in 15 minutes. It takes a lot of time to immerse yourself in a relationship with someone, to really get to know them. You know, imagine a married couple, a husband and wife, and after 5 years of marriage, they say, "Oh, well, I pretty much know everything there is to know about my spouse. I don't need to talk to my husband or wife anymore. I pretty much know who they are." You know, how's that going to go over? You know, the reality is, you know, that's going to be horribly damaging to a relationship, because that relationship is going to become stagnant, and it's not going to grow any deeper. There is a uniqueness to every human being. And the more that you get to know a person, you know, the more you want to know about them and the more you delight in this person. And there's never really a point at which you can say, "Well, I know everything about this person." And over time, our relationships, as we invest time in another person, they grow deeper and they grow richer with time. If we apply that to our relationship with God, imagine how damaging that would be to say, "Oh, well, you know, I've been to Catholic school for a couple of years, or I've come to Mass, you know, for however many years. I don't need to know anything more about God. I have this whole thing figured out." Well, no, we don't. You know, because God is a trinity of three persons, and we can have a relationship with him. And just like a relationship with another person, it needs to grow deeper and richer over time. You know, God is not some textbook question where you can just fill in a Scantron form and get the right answer and say that you know God. That's not the way it works. God is an infinite being. And the mysteries of God can never be exhausted by our small, finite minds. Anything that we know about God is superficial and just barely scratching the surface compared to what we should desire to know about him. And so I think it's good for us to take a step back and look at our spiritual lives and ask ourselves the question, you know, has my relationship with the Lord become stale and stagnant? Am I just sitting here feeling, "Oh yeah, I know what happens at Mass. I got this figured out. I don't need to grow anymore." Because that's a very dangerous attitude to our spiritual life and ultimately to our salvation. Or do we have the proper attitude, which is that each and every one of us here today recognizes that whatever we know about God and whatever type of personal relationship we have with him, it's not enough. And it is superficial compared to the relationship we should desire to have with him. And in a healthy spiritual life, we should always have a thirst to know more about the mysteries of God and to dive more deeply into them. Because the reality is, God is beyond anything our minds can ever conceive. And there is no limit to how deep we can go in our knowledge and our relationship with him. And that disposition should filter in as we come to Mass. You know, when we come to Mass, we should have a yearning to know more about God. As we listen to the words of Scripture, and as we were in the presence of the Eucharist, we should have a thirst and a hunger to go deeper. And we should have a desire to come to Eucharistic adoration when we have those opportunities. I know a lot of people probably have never been to Eucharistic adoration before, or some people probably have only gone rarely. But Eucharistic adoration is an opportunity where, you know, during a holy hour, we spend an entire hour diving into the mysteries of the Eucharistic presence of Jesus Christ. That God himself descends from heaven to be upon this altar. And we can dive more deeply into what that means and who this God is that has descended from heaven to be with us. There is no way that in 1 hour we could ever exhaust the riches of the Eucharist. You know, Eucharistic adoration is something that should grow deeper and deeper within us, our desire to be in the presence of the Lord. Because there is no way that we can ever exhaust the riches. And the more time we spend in adoration, the more our hearts should yearn to be there. And so if we desire a deeper union with God, where do we start? Well, I'll throw out one meditation that we can start with on Trinity Sunday, also Father's Day weekend. Meditate upon this for 30 minutes each day for the rest of this week. And I guarantee you, you will not exhaust this meditation. It will just be scratching the surface. Just meditate for 30 minutes on the heart of our Heavenly Father. As he was looking down upon this broken world, seeing all the pain, all the sin, all the darkness that's in our lives and in this world, meditate upon his heart and his will to send his own son, knowing that his son would be crucified so that he could heal our world and bring us redemption and to bring us to salvation. Spend 30 minutes meditating upon the heart of our Heavenly Father and what that reveals about him. I guarantee you, you will not exhaust that meditation in 30 minutes or an entire week of doing that meditation day after day after day. One simple meditation to begin to dive more deeply into the heart of our Heavenly Father. And so on this Trinity Sunday, we pray to the Holy Spirit that he will guide us to all truth and that he will open our minds so that we can enter more deeply into the incredible mysteries of God, which we will never be able to exhaust, not in this world, nor in eternity.